Welcome to Lou Marks The Spot, hosted by yours truly, Lou Marks, bringing sanity and common sense back to America. This is my first podcast, and no podcast will ever be scripted. We will be talking about political correctness, politics, religion, psychology, and of course, common sense. First, let's talk about political correctness, simply because political correctness is a form of mind control, and that the First Amendment allows citizens to express and to be exposed to a wide range of opinions and views. It was intended to ensure a free exchange of ideas, even if the ideas are unpopular. Let's take, for example, George Carlin, first listed in his 1972 monologue, Seven Words You Can Never Say on Television. The words were, shit, piss, fuck, cunt, cocksucker, motherfucker, and tits. He was arrested for disturbing the peace in 1972. Also during one of Lenny Bruce's performances in 1966, he was arrested for saying nine words, and seven of them were the same as George Collins. These words have no power. We give them this power by refusing to be free and easy with them. We give them great power over us. They really in themselves have no power. It's the thrust of the sentence, the meaning, the reason behind them that makes them either good or bad. They can be racist, misogynist, or harmless. It's entirely up to you. Self-regulation by many basic cable networks is undertaken by standards and practices. All of the words on Carlin's list now have come into common usage, and many made for cable series and film productions, movies, comedy acts, and so on. Let's take George Orwell. Written in 1948, the book 1984, standard reading for almost every person that ever attended high school, is a novel about the dangers of totalitarianism, warns against a world governed by propaganda, surveillance, and most of all, censorship. Today, Orwellian phrases like Big Brother and doublespeak have become common expressions. One main thing we can talk about that pertains to political correctness directly was in his book, he talked about newspeak, which was going to be a new language of very few words that the whole world would speak, one language for everyone. It was favored by the minions of Big Brother, and as Orwell said, was designed to diminish the range of thought. Newspeak was characterized by the elimination of certain words and substitution of one word for another in parts of speech, and the creation of words for political purposes. The purpose of newspeak was simple: limit and control the words that are available for the people's use, and you will limit their thoughts and their ability to communicate with each other. Speech or writing that uses words in a certain way that changes their meaning, especially to persuade people to think in a certain way. And that leads us to politically incorrect words. One of my favorites, bipolar. It's a nice word. How about what happened to manic depressive? We call it bipolar, but whenever I ask a psychologist, psychiatrist to describe what is bipolar, they'll use the word manic. Let's say a person has manic depression bouts, mannish high bouts. If you ever saw someone in either one of a high or a low who's manic depressive or bipolar as they call it, you would know. There's many words that are ridiculous. We can give an example of some. We don't use guys when referring to people overall. We have to use people, you all, you all. We don't use the word American anymore. I don't know why. Preferred is white people, European American individuals. Another problem is Caucasian people for some reason. And the list goes on. Some words that will probably be soon be politically incorrect. Little person, man up, has to do with men only. Mortgage, coder, sexy, mother tongue, dual heritage. The Gettysburg Address could be considered politically incorrect, using the word our forefathers, pertaining to men only. This is the problem with political correctness. You see it in politics all the time. You see it with President Trump. If he says one thing, it's twisted into something else. If he says something else, it's twisted into another way. Political correctness has become so crazy that it even signs of affection from a man to a woman are considered sexist or sexual predators. You can't even be affectionate anymore. You can't say complimentary things. They're considered sexist. Some of the all-time great comedians like Don Rickles, Eddie Murphy, people today will be horrified at their comedy routines. I was recently watching a show, America's Got Talent, and there was a comedian on there. That's another thing that we can't talk about. Deformities, birth defects. Well, this comedian was great, and he took the power away from people to abuse him, bully him. He was born with deformed arms, and part of his routine was to talk about it, make fun of it, make fun of himself, which is the greatest thing we can all do, is laugh at ourselves. By doing so, he took the power away from anyone else to insult him, humiliate him, or abuse him, or even bully him. And he knew it, and he said so, and he was fantastic. We can all do this. Words in and of themselves are not bad. It's the meaning behind them, as I said earlier. It's the way we use them. It's the reason for which we use them, to abuse people, humiliate people, attack people, be mean to people. Racist words. Why do we have to use the word N-word? I understand that the word nigger is a bad word. I don't promote using it. But how about WAP for Italians? Do we have to say the W word? Mix for Irishmen? Do we have to say the M word? This is newspeak. This is what's happening. Depends. Words can be used as a joke. There's a whole comedy routine on the word fuck. How Italians use it in the middle of a word. Unfucking believable. Or, I had a fucking good time. That's not bad. It's how we use it. If you say fuck you, it could be bad. Or say screw you, it could be bad. If you say go to hell, it can be bad. Words can be good or bad, depending on how you use them. As I said, I don't advocate the use of any words or not advocate the use of any words. I'm just saying we should be free to express ourselves. And if we want to be mean to someone else, that's the person's problem doing it. And they have the problem. The person that they're directing it to can deflect it, can make it harmless. It's up to the person receiving. A person that's giving something mean or bad by using words, that's their problem. And that does not make them a good person. But it doesn't have to have any negative effect on the person being attacked. I can remember, and I'm sure all of us can, most of us, in kindergarten we learned a little expression, rhyme. Sticks and stones may break my bones, but names can never harm me. It's us and only us that allow words, sentences, phrases to hurt us, to harm us, to affect us. If we realize what they are and who they are coming from and the reasons why they're directed at us, we can take them for what they're worth. Don't let them affect us. Don't give them the power over us that the person wants. I can remember once back in the early 1980s, which would be politically incorrect today, I'm sure. I was introduced to someone, a Vietnam vet, and I went to shake hands, and he stuck out his hand to to show, more than shake, that he had a hook, an old-fashioned hook. In those days, that's, I guess, the best he could get. I just, without thinking, shook it. And some people looked horrified. But he was thrilled that I didn't shrink away from it. I wasn't repulsed by it. It was just a natural thing for me. And he thought it was the greatest thing that happened. To some people, that might have seemed politically incorrect today, or that I was making fun of him or something, but for him and I, it was the most natural thing in the world. Again, back to words and political correctness. We can, which I do as a hobby, look at the origins of words, and we could go back and look at the origins of many of the words today that are politically incorrect or considered vulgar or bad or out of place. And the origins are perfectly innocent. Most of them. It's people who have changed them over the years and twisted them into something mean and vicious towards others. We can't allow that. In reality, there is no such thing as being politically incorrect. It's just, as I've said over and over and over, a form of mind control, which many people have said throughout the years. There is, of course, being rude, obnoxious, painful, disrespectful. These things are different. This is not political correctness. We have to do away with anything that's called politically incorrect. There is no such thing. It's a lie. It's promoted by people that want to control you, to control your thoughts, control your speech, control your lifestyle, control every aspect of your life if they can. We see it in politics every day, to a great extent. Many religions use it. Cults, for sure, use forms of mind control by speech and limiting what you can say, what you can't say, what you can do, what you can't do. It's gotten so I can barely watch the news on television anymore. It gets ridiculous. One person says something negative against the president or someone else, and every other news station practically just repeats it almost word for word. And that's not politically incorrect, because it's accepted by the people who want to make things politically incorrect. For the normal person, for the average person, for the everyday person, as they call them. So in short, the only way we're going to stop politically incorrectness is to come to the realization that there is no such thing as politically incorrectness. It's what we say, what we mean, what we feel, what we think, how we care. And no matter what words we use, it doesn't matter. It matters what's in our heart and what we think and what we feel, and what we do for others. We can say the worst things. I always say, don't pay attention to what people say. Pay attention to what they do. And the reasons behind what they do. These are the important things. Not being politically correct. Who has the right to tell us what's politically correct? I can make a whole list of things and say they're politically incorrect or politically correct. Who has the right? Look to the people that are doing it. Who are they? Where are they? What are they? What gives them the right to decide? This is the question you have to ask yourself. They consider themselves so morally superior, so intellectually superior, so financially superior, superior in every way. To who? To you? To me? To us? No one has that right. Take back your right. The right to be you, the right to say what you want, to say what you feel, to say what you think. Don't let anyone try to change that. For if we don't, how can we grow emotionally, intellectually, spiritually? How can we take care of ourselves properly? Well, this was my first podcast, and I hope you enjoyed it. And we'll be talking more soon. Until then, during this difficult time, be careful, be safe. And remember, there is no such thing as political incorrectness.